There are so many problems in this world with water pollution.
I know.
And we need to know some ways to prevent it. But first, let's get down to the causes and types of water pollution. There is non-point water pollution, and there is point source water pollution. Some of the causes: marine dumping, oil spills, spilling chemicals and gas down the driveway into drainage pipes.
Yep.
And not having a good sewer system. Now, we can prevent water pollution. We can throw away plastic. We can recycle. We can go on camping trips, like picking up the cans and recycling them. We can pick up after our dog. We can plant trees by creeks. And we can remove very, very, very bad plants near the creek. So then the salmon and fish and the creatures living in the pond or creek or stream or river or lake or, you know, ocean or sea can live, besides the bad bacteria and nasty little creatures like that. Now, if you do this, you will have better drinking water for people all around the world, not just for you. Those are some ways you can prevent water pollution. Now, I bet you're wondering what point source water pollution is, because I haven't explained that yet. Point source water pollution is defined as emissions on which enter water bodies from an easy-to-identify single source, such as a pipe from a factory or the outflow from a sewage works. This type of pollution... Non-point source pollution refers to both water and air pollution from diffuse sources. Non-point source water pollution affects a water body from sources such as polluted runoff from agriculture areas draining into a river or windborne debris blowing out to sea. So now you know.
Is it on paper?